Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome, my spectacular, fabulous, sexy, amazing audience. Okay, so for everybody who's listening, I am not in the dungeon. I'm in the office. Everybody who wants to watch the video of see what I look like and what I'm wearing and what's going on and all the very expressive facial expressions I make, you can now find my videos of the podcast on FetLife under Empress Gaia, other social medias have censored me, so I'm no longer on YouTube or many of the other social medias that I was on. So that's how you're going to have to be able to see me now. All right, let's get into our conversation. So lately we've been talking about communication, and I promised a whole, you know, talk about, let's talk dirty. How do you get comfortable? So I'm going to break that up into two episodes. So today's episode is, how do you get comfortable with talking dirty? How do you increase your naughty word vocabulary? That's what we're going to start with today. And then next week's episode will be all about talking dirty like a porn star. All right. So, all right. As always, you know, I come with content warning. Make sure you read it. So let's start with first of all, what is dirty talk? All right. So dirty talk is naughty language or naughty talk that happens while you're in the act of, you know, sex time. And there can be like, there's different layers of it. So there can be dirty talk for foreplay. You can have some sexting before you're going to get into the thing, which actually that sounds like I think I'm going to do an episode. Just hold on. I got to write this down on sexting. I don't think I've talked about sexting, how to do it well. okay. So there's different levels. There's, you know, kind of getting each other in the mood, talking, you know, texting, sexting. And then there's while you're in it. And then being able to talk about, you know, in your debrief, right? So first of all, in order to be able to talk dirty, you need to be comfortable with naughty language. You're not comfortable with naughty language, your dirty talk game is going to be very low. I have a couple exercises we're going to do at the end of, you know, I'm going to give you at the end of this episode, okay? So that you can, you know, start to increase your comfort with dirty talk, with naughty language, with, you know, words like pussy and cock and cunt and tits and breasts and, you know, Leaning Tower of Power. All right. Whacking off, jerking it, choking the chicken. So we're going to talk about how do you get that vocabulary happening. But before we do that piece, you want to be able to, it's your intention. So like, What is, why do we want to talk during sex? Other than, you know, we talked about communication. That's different. Asking for what you want, lower, faster, harder, slower, left, right. That's different than, oh my God, fuck me like the dirty whore I am. Okay. Those are two different kinds of communication styles and for different reasons. When we are in that throes, the idea is that when we're in the throes of sexy time and arousal, we want to be able to express what we're really feeling, what we're the primalness, and adding not just the sounds that, you know, you went and practiced, or all of our moaning and our wild turkeying and all the things that, you know, you worked on in the last two episodes. But this is about how do we, like, you know, ask for what we want in that more primal desire state. And how do we communicate, you know, and arouse our partner? Because part of talking dirty is not just expressing where you're at and how you feel, and you know, adding, you know, the next level to, instead of and being like, oh my God, oh, your cock feels so fucking good in my tight, wet pussy. Remember, you were supposed to go talk, check the content warning. All right. Anyways, those two things are like, that is like, okay, so now your partner is just like, oh my God, that's so hot. You know, now you've added this new layer of sexiness and sluttiness and arousal and naughtiness and taboo. And, you know, you're wanting to be, you know, taken, and however you want to express it, whatever you want to express. Or for your partner to be like, oh, you're wet, you know, your slutty wet mouth feels so good on my throbbing cock. Versus, now, is good, but the language part adds a new component of desire. And as I've talked about often, sex is about going on the adventure together. And when we're turned on, that helps our partner be turned on. And the more we express that arousal, the more they can also express their arousal, which means we kind of start to feed off each other. So the hotter experience is, the more you express it, the more they can express it, the more you get turned on, the more they get turned on. And then it just goes around and around and around and around till you know, you need a break because you need some food. So, like, so it's well worth it. This kind of takes it up to that next level of, like, hotness and sexiness, and also vulnerability with each other, right? Now, sometimes you may test out the waters and it's a fail, which is why we're going to talk about, you know, getting your, you know, increasing your slutty and your naughty vocabulary. But also we're going to talk about how can we kind of prevent some of that from happening as well. Okay. So, where was I? Oh, yes. So it's about your intention and your desire and your expression of your desire and your partner's expression of their desire. And the more real it is. So there's, like, so if you've ever watched any porn, not saying you have, but if you have, there's a lot of there's a lot of that dirty talk, but it's not, you know, you can kind of tell it's not real. Like, it's not coming from that, like, pure lusty desire place. It's like, okay, I'm going through my script. It's like acting, right? I'm which is, unless you're watching amateur porn, most, you know, high production porn is scripted. So there is, including the orgasms, including everything. So when you hear somebody be like, oh yeah, there's the spot, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, tweak my nipples. That's right. Treat me like a dirty whore. Like that is like not real. And so it feels forced and it feels fake. And sometimes people who, that you've, this is where you've learned about how to talk dirty. And so it comes across as like like not genuine. And it comes across as cheesy. Now, here's the thing. It's okay if some of those moments are cheesy and you try something out and it kind of doesn't land, or you start laughing because you can't believe you just said that, and like that's okay. Remember, sex is fun, laughing, being playful, risking. These are all really good things about, again, in partnership and lovers that everybody should be feel safe enough to be able to like, oh, I'm gonna test this out and see how it goes. And if it doesn't go, oh well, we'll just laugh about it later. All right. So it's okay if it kind of sounds in the beginning kind of like, cheesy, like a cheesy porn. That's okay. You're trying it, you're testing it, you're seeing how it feels. But then there might be all of a sudden your partner may respond to a word that you said in a good, positive way. Or all of a sudden there's like this extra layer of desire, or there's a little more oomph to the humping, or all of a sudden, the person who's giving you oral is a little more, thrilled about the experience. So those are good indicators. These are indicators that are like, all right, I'm on the right track. You may need to veer off the track, which is why we do our debrief afterwards, see what worked and what doesn't. So, but it's good. That's a beautiful thing. And here's the thing. Sex is all the things. So before we get into and we need to talk a little bit about something here for a second. Often we may not be comfortable with dirty talk for a couple of reasons. One, it may feel degrading because it's, you're not supposed to be, you're not supposed to be a slut. Somebody's not supposed to call you a whore. Somebody's not supposed to call you a slut. They're supposed to make sweet, sweet love to you. And it's supposed to be all romantic. And, this is what it's supposed to look like. Now, don't get me wrong. Making sweet, sweet love is a beautiful thing. And it's great to have moments of this intense, passionate desire place where, it's more, it's not as aggressive, it's not as primal, right? But that's only kind of like a drop of the sexual possibilities. Once you start to feel really safe and you really desire, start to like drop into your sexual power and your sexuality and your lust and your desires and your potentially kinks and all these things, making sweet, sweet love is kind of like foreplay to like getting to the really good shit of the let's get primal. Let's get naughty. Let's get nasty. Let's explore. Let's, throw shit around the room and scream like a howler monkey. That is where ah happens. And when you're in that space, you're not ladylike, or you're not a gentleman. Okay, these two places, the ladylike and gentleman place, there's no room in some hot, epic sex. So that's the first piece that you may need to clear before you can actually start to talk dirty, is that it's okay that you are lustful and desire and say naughty things during sex and want naughty things to happen to you during sex. Okay. That's good. That you're on the right track. And if that is causing a blockage for you, then call me. We can sort it out. We can figure it out and figure out why that doesn't feel safe, or maybe that's not right, or that's not proper. And these things that we've been programmed to believe, these are the things that we've been programmed to believe watching movies and watching, reading romance novels and all sorts of things. Okay. All right. So let's increase your vocabulary. So I love doing this exercise. I've done this exercise hundreds of times with hundreds of couples, and it's very fun, and it's a great way to get you both, or many, depending on your circumstances. And you can do this also if you don't have a lover at the moment. It doesn't matter. This is you can have friends join you in this exercise. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to write down or create a list. You're going to create a bunch of lists. Okay, list number one is all the slang language for vaginas. And you're going to do all slang language for cock penises. I don't really like using the regular words. They're not as sexy. So penis, cock will be on that list. right. Then you're going to create a list of all the slang words for breasts. Then you're going to create slang words for ass hole. Your buttocks. All right. Then you're going to create another list that is all the slang words for having sex. And sex includes oral sex as well as penetrative sex. Okay. Now, it's a fun exercise to do as a, like I said, within your relationships with people too. So once you start creating your list and then write all the things that you know, and then you start, and if you have a partner or partners, you can see like, hey, I'm doing this thing to get, more comfortable with using slang language and being able to talk dirty. So, I need your help. So give me all the slang terminology for each one of your lists. Okay. So then you have this list, and then if there's friends that you have in your life, which can be fun, be like, hey, what are all the slang that you know for the word for penis, for vagina, for sex, for anal? Oh, and we should have a list about masturbation because, there's a lot of when we get into sexting. This will help with your sexting game as well. All right. So, masturbation is also a good one. Whacking off, jerking off, choking the chicken, flipping the bird, which is not just giving people the finger. All right. So, even talking about it makes it fun, Have a glass of wine with a couple of your friends or a beer with a couple of your friends. Be like, hey, where are all the terminologies? And then, add them to your list. Once you get a fairly nice going list, and you can continue to add to that list. Like this could be an evolving list, like an ever-growing list. And once you get enough on the list, what you're going to do is you're going to pick your word of the day. And your task is to use that word as often throughout that day as possible. Now, it's great if you're doing it with, like, you have people that that, you can is safe with, right? So, say the word is cunt, which is a hard word for everybody, a lot of people. All right. Now, you can't use the word in a derogatory way, right? Can't use it as a swear word towards somebody, right? Because that sends it, that's a, that's that imprints that that's a word is bad, not good, not sexy. Okay. So don't use it to call people that. But how can you integrate it as often as possible within a day, within a sentence, in interesting ways, within your circle? And then, if you're feeling really brave, outside of your circle that you know that's doing this. And so what that does is it gets you very comfortable using it, not while you're in the middle of sex, which is can be very vulnerable, and it may be hard to even communicate depending on where you are. Again, make sure you listen to episode 300 and episode 301 to help you clear out making sounds, feeling safe, all these things, okay? And, you know, the importance of that stuff. So do that stuff while you're working, before you start trying to talk dirty, okay? Now, so have fun with it. So here, so say the word of the day is, let's see, what's the word of the day? All right, say the word of the day is cock. All right. So I'm like, how am I going to talk? I'm going to work, you know, mention the word cock and be like, you know, how you doing? How's your cock today? You know, I was grocery shopping and, you know, all of a sudden I started thinking about cock. How many cocks do you think it takes to screw in a light bulb? You get the picture. Right? Find interesting ways to add your word of your day. Okay, so that's your exercise. Get your friends on board, because you'd be amazed at how much, you know, people will, lots of people have fun with this. This is a very fun thing to do. And there's a lot of laughing and a lot of giggling. And then when people know that you're doing it and they have their word of the day and you have your word of the day, and all of a sudden you like just drop that word in the middle of a sentence that's so obscure. They're like, ah, that's your word of the day, isn't it? Right? And it really helps to normalize. See, the biggest piece of talking dirty is that it's, you know, you're talking about your cunt or your pussy or your juicy, moist mouth or your tight little twat. And because you become so comfortable with it, it makes it, it's legit. Like it's real. Like it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to use this word. And then it pulls you out of the experience. It's like you've normalized it. It's no big deal. It's like talking about your elbow. It's no big deal. Now it's still hot and it's still sexy because you're, you know, it's not very sexy. It's harder to be sexy when you're like, oh my God, my vagina is throbbing versus my pussy is aching for you or throbbing for you. My vagina is very wet. My cunt is very moist. Right? There's, again, clinical, not so clinical. All right. So let's see. Now, this is all like kind of, we've talked about, you know, how to get comfortable with talking dirty. And that's all from a very vanilla sex perspective. Now let's talk to the kinksters. All right. Now kinksters, we use a lot of language, and there's a long list of language that is both either, and for one person can be super hot and for somebody else can be super triggering. So, again, you know, when I'm going to go into how do we negotiate what those terms are and what's or not and things like that. But for the kinksters, I want you to, you know, again, create your all the same lists, but then I want you to add some kink lists to it, right? Things that if you find kinky, I want you to find, you know, language that you can, that describes what it is you're craving, what is it you desire. For DOMs, what, you know, what kind of language do you, you know, like names that you can call your subbies. You know, you want So that would be, kind of one list as a dom, all the things that you could call your subby. Slut, whore, bitch, really, really lean into what feels right and what, like, good for you and comfortable for you to say. As well as, what level of humiliation language, if you are into humiliation or your subbie's into humiliation, you may really need to, like, up your game in, being able to, what is that? What's on that list, right? Stupid, idiot, worthless, worm, deviant, whatever. Find the language around humiliation language and create your list. Now, that list is going to be, you can't use it the same way as, word of the day. Okay. What I want you to do is to start to practice saying your word of your day would be saying a statement and variations of those statement and saying it in a way that you feel okay about saying about it, talking about it. So you stand in front of the mirror is a good way to do it, as if you're talking to a subby. Or you can, put a pillow on a chair and, practice saying whatever it is, you worthless worm, I'm going to give you 10 lashes for being, an idiot. What is, practice it so that it, so you know what your hard limits are with language, where you are comfortable going and where you are not comfortable going, because that's what your subbies wants to know, is that, they want to feel like you got this and that you're not awkward. You're not saying it from an awkward place. You're owning it. And if you can't own it, you don't, and it doesn't feel good for you, then don't do it. All right. It becomes something off the table. This also goes for the vanillas. And for the record, vanilla is anybody. So we have in the world of kink, we have, kinksters and vanilla people. That's how it's kind of broken up, right? And now in my mind, pretty much everybody's kinkster in some capacity, because vanilla, true vanilla sex is doing it with the lights off, missionary position. Okay, so anything outside of that could be considered kinky to somebody. But when I use the language in this context, vanilla sex is all the stuff that is not, you don't have a kink component to it, meaning overt kink component. So we're not getting into power exchange, we're not getting into, bondage, we're not getting into, any kind of impact play. So in some ways, talking dirty can be part considered a kink, right? But that's what I mean, the difference between when I talk about vanilla and when I call it talk to the kinksters. Okay. So you're like, now you're on the same page with me. All right. So where was I? Oh, yes. Okay. So kinksters, you're going to need to create also your own lists of things that your humiliation lists, what things you want to be called, things, as the dom, what kind of things, how are they going to dress you? What words turn you on? What words turn you off? So I want you to start to create that list. And then we're going to talk about, and in the next episode, I'm going to talk about how do we negotiate and how do we figure all the, those things. But for right now, you can kind of dive into that piece for yourselves. Okay, so have a deliciously horny, genital, cock throbbing, cunt throbbing, clit aching day. All right, so before I let you go, You can always find me at for all your kink needs, empressgaia.com. And for all of your other needs, you can find me at gaiamorissette.com. And remember, I now, if you want to see more of me, really more of me, you can now follow me and subscribe and watch and interact with me and have all sorts of adult. I have all sorts of sizzly, sexy, adult content on Loyal Fans. And you can find me under Loyal Fans, Empress Gaia, I think Empress Gaia 1. Apparently, in case there's more of me, I don't know. Until next time, have a deliciously throbby, nipple day. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at gaiamorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners. Until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Bye-bye.